Save the Semantics, episode 95. It is December 17, 2019. My name is Myro. This is the podcast where I ramble on about things to myself and maybe sometimes things that I may be currently interested in. Crazy, it's already been a week since last week. December 10 was when I last recorded for the last episode. The last time. and once again, not a lot has happened. So it's just going to be me fantasizing or, what's a better word? Not thinking. There's a more specific pondering? Sure, pondering about the future, thinking about what I want to do, where I want to go, why do I want to do those things. Maybe not necessarily why, but it is a lot of me pondering about the future, as I like to do. If, you know, if it ever comes a time where, I don't know, shit goes haywire or whatever, I do hope that there's, like, this is for completely selfish reasons, but I hope that, like, the internet maintains in some way, shape, or form in this apocalyptic future, and I'll still be able to access these audio files, I guess, you know? It'll be like, I don't know if it's necessarily the same thing, but it is sort of like a study, where when, like, you know, you're filming yourself, I mean, this is kind of a trope in, like, sci-fi, like, movies and just sci-fi media. It's like, you have, you know, a person, like an explorer, you know, going off to a different place for some kind of expedition or mission or whatever, and they record themselves day by day how the process is going, right? They did that in The Martian, and what else? Probably some other stuff. I mean, they do that just to, like, document things, you know? Interstellar, they did that. So, I hope in a way, I mean, this is not, it's not really a crazy thing, because, like, you've seen, like, the videos where, the kids, like, film themselves every single day, and then you kind of see the process of that, you see how they, like, grew up and stuff like that, so it'll be interesting to just kind of keep this on file, mainly for myself, as always, but I don't know, that's kind of sort of the point of this whole thing, I guess, just to talk about just random daily, weekly things, you know? I've done this a few times where I was, like, I don't know, impromptu, kind of, like, when I first, I've done, like, a first take of a podcast where I just kind of talk, you know? And honestly, most of my, the majority of my episodes are first take, obviously. Like, it's pretty, you know, it's pretty clear that, you know, they're off the cuff, nothing really scripted or anything like that, but there have been a few times where I've, like, started, and then I just stopped, because I had, like, no flow of thoughts or ideas, just because I just couldn't really think of anything to even say, right? You know, it's like, sometimes it's just not worth talking about something. Like, at least that's sort of, like, a belief I kind of hold, you know? It's like, it's not really worth saying if it's not worth your time, I guess. I don't know. But, like, that, like, I sometimes do, like, I've done, like, a first take of an episode, and I just stopped, you know? And I've had it where I've, like, paused before because I was like, oh, shit, I gotta get to something, and I've paused, and then maybe I'll record the rest of it, the remaining, like, 10 minutes or so, the next day, but, like, I don't know, I just think it's funny. It's like I'm scrapping these. Like, these aren't really of any, like, they're not really of any, like, novelty or real importance, you know? It's just me just kind of talking randomly about shit, I guess. and not talking. That's the problem with those episodes or those, like, recordings, is that they're crap, you know? I'm not saying this is great either, but if you just, you know, if it was just such long pauses between each sentence, then it would just be like a nightmare. See what I did there? But what was I talking about? Can't think straight right now. I was talking about how, I don't know, in maybe like an apocalyptic future, if everything goes haywire, everything goes crazy, you know, the system gets broken down, but we still have the internet of some type or form, then I hope that my audio recordings are still on there. That's the one thing that I just hope, like, does he hear just hundreds of episodes of this guy talking? You're like, this is, like, oh my god, that's a funny plot idea, actually, right there, that I just thought of. It's like, it's like a sci-fi story where, these aliens or whatever, these other interdimensional species, they come to the Earth and they, you know, it's found to be completely just blown up, whatever, there's a nuclear holocaust or whatever, all humans have completely passed. There's not really anything of form. There's animals, but they're not to the same level of intellect and subconscious as like humans. So once they've passed, there's just kind of like a desolate earth. So these explorers, they come here and then they discover that for some reason the only thing that really remains is like the internet, and with the internet are these audio files. Audio is like in a certain format. Like this would be some like scientific bullshit where it's like audio formats are like the only ones that have survived the nuclear holocaust for some reason. And then they come upon, they're trying to figure out what happened to the earth, just because they're, you know, they're curious, they're scientists or whatever. And so they try to listen to these audio files and they come across mine, or not mine, but like, just like they come across like some other idiot like me who just records themselves just speaking, just complete nonsense, you know. It'll be like, I feel like if you go for like a comedic kind of thing, it'll be like funny. So like they're just combing through all this, like all these podcasts, and they have learned completely nothing, or they've learned like very useful and interesting information, but they just don't know how to apply it because it has really nothing to do with what actually happened, like what happened, like to where Earth got to this point, you know. So they're just kind of following it and they're not getting anything useful. They only hear about like current stories, political issues from like NPR podcasts, or just, you know, nothing from like just whatever the fuck I do, just me talking, those types of podcasts. They're just like combing through it trying to find some information about the earth and what happened. And then for some reason this one guy, he's just incredibly normal, he's just talking about his day-to-day life and stuff. But then it gets kind of interesting. Like you find out about, like, you started hearing on his daily life, you learn a lot of things about him, like very intimate details about this person. And then you sort of follow this storyline of this character who is, I'm just kind of making this shit up on my own. So like, what would the next plot point be? So they're just listening to this audio file, these audio files from this one person, and they're following him. Things start to get kind of like crazy and haywire and off the wall. And they're just following him, recording, you know, him since seeking. They're trying to like decipher all this information. Like they get little hints and nuances. Like they overhear like someone talking in the background, and then they like use that to figure out more information about the earth and stuff like that. And then you just kind of follow the scientists listening to these audio files, trying to figure out what happened to the earth, you know? So yeah, that kind of went all the way there. I thought that was just kind of an interesting idea. My main point was like, just like, I think it would be funny just like if, you know, in that kind of very specific scenario, these, like, explorers find, like, my audio files, and I'm like, this is completely fucking useless. But then I kind of turned it into, like, some kind of sci-fi story. But I feel like that would be kind of interesting. I think that sort of idea, I feel like, has been maybe done before, but, I mean, it's probably been done before, like, secondary storylines through, you know, from a certain file or something like that, you know? So, yeah, I just think that, like, that type of book probably works best, or it's a book, I just said it, like, that type of story would work best with a book. I think with a movie, it's sort of, like, it kind of takes away, a little bit about, like, the visual effect, I feel like, kind of doesn't really lend itself, as opposed to, like, maybe an audio format, right? Because they're, like, listening, right? They have no idea in the story, like, the scientists, they don't know what this person really looks like. They just only hear what he's saying and what might be going on, in his life. So, like, you don't really have a visual aid, so you have to kind of, everything you just kind of listen to. I think with, like, a movie, they already have, like, video footage and stuff like that. I mean, I guess you could do that if someone's, like, recording themselves speaking, and then these scientists are just kind of piecing together what happened through this, like, very tight lens. So that could be interesting as well, but I think, I don't know, I think just the original idea was with audio, so that's why it was a little different, I guess. But I don't know, I think it might be kind of, like, a fun little story or thing, you know, to conjure up, I guess. Maybe I should write that down. I think I might have mentioned this before, but I used to note down certain ideas that I may have found interesting in the past. Like, let's see what I have. Notes. Is it under notes? Might be under notes. I have a bunch of random shit in my notes. 3 foot ball and souls. What the hell is that? Oh yeah, that's, that was this one movie that I've been trying to watch. I feel like I've probably mentioned this before, but essentially it's a Japanese movie. These people, like, want to commit suicide. They do, like, a suicide pact next to a bomb. It's like, or next to, like, a firework thing, I guess, is what, I guess you could consider it. And then it sort of, and then it kind of falls into, like, a Groundhog Day kind of scenario, which seems incredibly interesting, but I haven't gotten around to watching it. Anyways, ideas that I've had in the past, I don't really have, like, this one. There's this one right here. This one's called New Space Order. It's about these corrupt politicians that are trying to escape Earth. I mean, I'm into those, like, sci-fi ideas, you know, like, I wish I read more, because I feel like there could be some creative things in those books. and then, I don't know what the fuck this means. Is this, okay, I'm just gonna read it. It says, no money is worth leaving this place. And then, yeah, because it's priceless. Is that, I think that might be, like, a conversation that, like, two characters are trying to have. I have no idea. No money is worth leaving this place. Yeah, because it's priceless. Are they talking about Earth? I have no idea. Anyways, that's a terrible quote. It's cheesy as hell, but, like, I think, like, from what I recall, and maybe I'll jot this down as well. This should be, like, a thing I should do, actually. Just come up with ideas on the spot, and then talk about that. Maybe that's something I'm going to continue, because... Anyways, corrupt politicians trying to escape the planet. No money is worth leaving this place. I think the idea... I don't know, I forgot what the... Were the corrupt politicians tying... Trying to escape the planet. Oh, yeah, that's right. So, in the future, in this story... I was thinking that, once again, it's, like, very, like, kind of dystopian, but, like, global warming has sort of reached its peak, and just there's just too many like environmental hazards and environmental threats going about. So many of the rich, these corporations, they've just started to develop these like planetary escape pods or whatever, you know. And then they're selling them at like, obviously people want to get off the planet, but there's, there's high demand for these. So they set like an incredibly high price, and really only the rich people can really, really buy these things. So, I think the idea was that these two politicians are trying to escape by like, you know, just selling everything, just earning, like trying to get as much money as they can to like buy an escape pod. And then, you know, it's a lot of the hijinks involved with that. So that's sort of like the main idea. They're trying to buy planetary pods, or it's just escape pods, I guess. Pods to buy escape pods by stealing, you know, selling everything, and what else? Just kind of manipulating people, you know? So I was thinking maybe, like, they could buy into, like, this, the, like, maybe the evangelical churches, right? Like, the Joel Osteen kind of churches. They kind of buy into that. They know that he has a fuck ton of money, like Joel Osteen, for example. And then, so they kind of get into this scheme where, you know, they get a shit ton of money from those gifts, you know? Maybe, like, they talk about, whenever, like, Joel Osteen or one of those evangelical guys, they go on stage, they're trying to convince people to donate even more money so they can buy an escape pod for all three of them and stuff. And then, like, maybe the church guy backstabs the two of them, and then he gets his own skate pod or and something like that. So that could be kind of interesting, I guess. So that was New Space Order. Let's see, when did I write that? Does it tell me? It does. Okay. I have to go all the way down again. So it is, where the fuck is it? Oh, Death on a Budget is another one. Okay. I'll talk about these ideas. You know, I feel like this is like a good idea, maybe, to like just find these ideas that I've had in the past and kind of stretch them out through each episode. I don't know how many, like, I don't know how many more I could really do, because I don't have like that many ideas, but maybe whenever I have one, I'll just like jot it down. Where is it? New World, what the fuck was it called? Was it New Space Order? That's what it was. What the fuck? I just had it. Stan's Donuts? I don't know what the fuck that is. Come on. New Space Order. Where are you? New Space Order. This is from a while back? When the fuck was it? Jesus Christ. Oh, is it at the very top? Is that why? Oh my god, I'm an idiot. Well, shit, I can't look at... No, didn't I just throw it away? What the fuck am I doing? What am I doing? Jesus Christ, dude. This is a fucking nightmare. I spent all that time and then I just deleted it. No, I'm trying to find, like, if I can look when I first, like, type this. I don't know. It doesn't say. That's too bad. But I think it was way back in like 2016 or something like that. So yeah. I also have a bunch of weird like skit ideas. I don't know what the point of that would be, but something fun, I guess. This is going to be just kind of a short episode. I'm just going to keep it a little under 20 minutes, I feel like is a good cutoff time, but I think this is like an idea that, you know, might be kind of fun. You know, comment below. I can't do that shit. I don't got an audience. What am I talking about? But no, I think this is like a fun idea that, that I might continue, just like stretch out. I don't know how much I can really do, but stretch out these, you know, potential story ideas and stuff like that. Into something kind of like a creative thing, I guess. I don't know if all of these ideas are good by any means, but most of them aren't even really, you know, they're just kind of like, ah, and then I put it down, right? I should add that the one story that I just came up with in this episode, I think that should be something. I don't know what to call that, though. What should we call it? What is it? I don't know what the title would be, but, like, I'll just say Expedition... Expedition to Earth finds audio files, and then they try to learn about, planet through someone's podcast. Yeah, that's good. Someone's podcast. Okay. I don't know what I would name that, but that's something. And yeah, that's probably going to do it for this episode. I don't really have any music recommendations. I have been listening to this one jazz album that I downloaded a little while back called Ear Food by the Roy Hargrove Quintet. This is a jazz group from this past decade, actually. It came out in 2008, so it's not from the 50s. It's no Miles Davis. So something different. I don't know. Maybe I'll put it in the comments if you're interested. Anyways, this has been Save the Semantics, signing off.